Discussion on whether to move forward with the 3-year contract lasted more than an hour and a half. The current short-term contract is set to expire in October. Counselors' main concern centered on an ongoing labor dispute between clinicians at New Hampshire Hospital and Dartmouth Hitchcock, which took over staffing responsibility from Dartmouth College in June. Counselors also pointed to a recent suicide in Nashua involving a woman who was discharged from the state's psychiatric hospital just hours prior. That incident is currently under review. Counselor Chris Sununu, who's running for governor as a Republican, argued it would be unwise to extend the contract before the review comes out.
I do agree that we should be looking at some type of extension, short-term extension here, or maybe simply just putting this contract on the table. We do have 60-plus days until the contract is up. Hopefully this review could be done, maybe an additional investigation would be done, and then we'll have the right information to move forward.
Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Jeff Myers says he supports Dartmouth Hitchcock, and he's worried this delay will only make it more difficult for the state to attract the qualified medical professionals it needs. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.